Now, does the boogeyman mean the same thing as the
spook?
As yeah.
I imagine it would in a different form.
Okay.
Because it's something scary, you know.
Yeah. How would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
Christmas gift.
Okay. Let's see. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far?
Carry.
Suitcase very far. What do you call a creature that has a hard shell and it lives in the water? It can draw its legs and its head inside its shell.
Wouldn't call it crawfish.
Mm-mm. No, it's, you know, it's got a hard shell, and it's got 4 feet and a tail and a head, and it can draw them inside a shell.
I can't think right now. You have to go to town and buy them ready breaded. Well, I can't think right now, okay. But I know what you're talking about because I cooked them. You know, they're already breaded. They're red, isn't it?
You're thinking about shrimp, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess
no,
so.
No, this is something else. This is something that lives... I'm sure they live around here. And it's got a little hard shell like that. His head sticks
turtle.
Out here. Yeah.
And there's a mud turtle and then there's a highland turtle.
Okay.
The mud turtle stays at the water, you know, and then the highland turtle, I've got one or two comes here to in my yard.
Okay. Hard,
that's a highland, they call it, I think.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Kidneys.
Okay. And can the intestines of other creatures be eaten, too?
Well, cows, it can.
And what would you call
them? Call that tripe.
Okay. what do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk. The yellow.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His chest.
Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? Somebody might get in one of these and row himself across the lake.
Boat, would you say a boat? Uh-huh. You know, there's boats and they're raft. Several different things, you know.
Would you call it something different if it had a pointed front or a square front, or would you call them all boats?
No, they don't call them all boats because people make the rafts, you know, they make them and I don't know how, but they shape.
Those don't have any sides on them, do they?
Sure don't. They have a... something up under that floats, you know.
Okay.
You call them some kind of raft, but I don't know right now.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String, I guess you'd call it a string of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Okay.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say, he got down on his...
We always said hunkers, but I don't believe that's what's the name of it.
Well, that's what I want. I just want just what you'd say, or what you said when you were a child.
You sure?
Yeah, I told you that. That's exactly what I want.
But now you're going to ask the other lady the same question?
Yeah, exactly Annie? The same questions. Uh-huh.
Annie?
Uh-huh. If I can find her, and if she'd be willing to talk to me.
I guess she's at home now. That day you went over, I imagine she was at Ann Boone. But I guess that's where Annie was.
Uh-huh. She might be home now. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny.
He sure is stingy. Or close to either one. That's the same thing.
Yeah, let's see, you'd say he's close, or he's a
stingy man, or
he's
not free-hearted or something like that. You know, we use all that in the same form, or at least it means the same thing.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say he really...